All right, get ready, everyone. Today we're going deep into the world of scientific software.
Ooh, sounds exciting.
It is. And it might seem like something only super geniuses in labs care about, but trust me.
It affects all of us.
Exactly. Whether you code or not, this stuff is behind so many things we rely on.
Oh, absolutely. Think predicting the weather, new medicines, even just understanding the universe.
It's true, but here's the thing. This powerful software, it often comes with its own set of headaches.
Oh, tell me about it. The struggles are real.
Right? Like, who hasn't spent hours trying to install something only for it to?
Not work. Or break something else in the process.
Ugh, the worst. And then those constant updates, it's like,
Are they fixing things or just creating new problems?
seriously. So that's where PISO steps onto the scene.
PISO.
Yeah, it's a Department of Energy project with a big goal: making scientific software better for everyone.
Like a superhero team for scientists drowning in software troubles.
I like that. And it's not just about fixing bugs, it's bigger than that.
It's about transforming the whole ecosystem, right? Making it easier to use, more collaborative.
Exactly. So by the end of this deep dive, you'll know what PISO is, why it matters, and how it's tackling these issues.
Sounds like a plan.
All right, so PISO stands for Partnering for Scientific Software Ecosystem Opportunities. That word partnership is key.
Ah, so it's not just a bunch of coders working in isolation.
Nope. It's about bringing everyone together, the developers, the researchers, the whole community.
To make something better. Together. I like it.
It's like building a city. You need all sorts of people working together to make it work, right?
Makes sense. And just like a well-designed city, PISO wants to make this software landscape
Efficient, easy to navigate.
enjoyable, even.
Exactly. So what problems are they actually trying to solve? Well, they've listed a few, and I bet these will sound familiar.
Hit me with them.
The nightmare of installing third-party stuff, struggling to keep up with updates.
Oh, and the fear that adopting something new will just break your workflow entirely.
Ugh, yes. I mean, we've all been there, right? You find this amazing tool, but then.
You spend days just trying to get it to work.
Right, it's like those furniture pieces where you end up with extra screws and no idea what you're doing.
So frustrating.
Thankfully, PISO is on the case. They're not just acknowledging these problems, they're working on solutions.
Real solutions. Tell me more.
Well, one of their big goals is to provide a robust, evolving, and widely available portfolio of libraries and tools.
Okay, so like building blocks for scientific software.
Exactly. Instead of starting from scratch every time, you have these pre-built, reliable components.
That would be a game changer. It's like having a recipe book, but for building software.
That's a great analogy. And to make that happen, they're using some powerful tools like SPAC.
SPAC.
Yeah, it's a package manager, which basically
It
means.
helps you install and manage all those different software packages.
Exactly. It takes care of all the dependencies, making sure everything works together smoothly.
So it's like the grocery store for your software ingredients.
I like that. No more hunting down each ingredient separately, hoping they'll all work together.
Right, this SPAC thing sounds amazing.
It is. And then there's E4S, short for Extreme Scale Scientific Software Stack. That's.
Okay, so if SPAC is the grocery store, is this like the gourmet kitchen?
Yeah, something like that. It's a suite of tools specifically designed for high-performance computing, like.
The super fast sports car of scientific software.
Exactly. But here's something I find really interesting.
What's that?
PISO is really focused on user experience. They want to make this software enjoyable to use, which.
Honestly, that's a refreshing change. So often it feels like usability is an afterthought.
Right. Like it works, but it's clunky and frustrating. PISO wants to change that.
So it's not just about making things work, but making them work well.
Exactly. For both the developers and the scientists using the software.
Makes sense. And speaking of people, community engagement is a big part of PISO too, right?
Huge. They have things like the Better Scientific Software Fellows program. It supports people who are passionate about improving scientific software.
Wow, so they're really investing in the future of this field.
They are. And then there's BSSW.io, which is.
BSSW.io.
It's like an online hub for the whole scientific software community.
Okay, so a place to share resources, discuss ideas.
Exactly. A virtual space for collaboration and knowledge sharing.
That's so cool. So they're not just building tools, they're building a community around them.
Exactly. And all of this is organized into six key areas they call thrusts.
Thrusts.
Yeah, each one focuses on a different aspect of making scientific software better.
Like different departments in a company all working towards the same goal.
I like that. So we've got software ecosystem integration. which basically means
making sure all the different software tools can work together smoothly.
You got it. No more silos, everything playing nicely together.
Like a well-oiled machine. What else?
Then there's user developer experience, which, as we talked about,
making it all actually pleasant to use. Not just functional, but actually enjoyable.
Precisely. And this includes things like intuitive interfaces, good documentation, tutorials.
So they're really thinking about the whole experience from start to finish.
They are, making it less intimidating, less frustrating.
I can already feel my stress levels going down. What else?
Community engagement, which we've talked about. The Fellows Program, BSSW.io, all that.
Right, building those connections and supporting the community.
Then we've got impact frameworks. That one's a bit more
abstract.
Kind of. It's about measuring the impact of their efforts, making sure they're actually making a difference.
So not just doing things, but proving they're working.
Exactly. Tracking things like software usage, breakthroughs enabled by their work.
Making sure they're moving the needle, not just spinning their wheels.
Right. And then, of course, E4S and SPAC, which...
Those are the big tools we talked about, the ones that actually make everything work.
Exactly. So we have a good overview of these six thrusts now, and
I'm already seeing how much thought and effort is going into all of this.
Right. It's impressive. And in the next part of this deep dive, we're going to get into the nitty gritty of what they're doing.
I can't wait. Let's get into the details. Welcome back. It's time to see PISO in action, turning those big ideas into reality.
Right. We talked about all those software struggles, those moments where you just want to
throw your computer out the window.
Ah, exactly. So how is PISO tackling those?
Well, let's start with SPAC. We've mentioned it, but now let's really dig into why it's so revolutionary.
Okay, SPAC, deep dive, bring it on. Remind me, why is it so different?
Imagine you're a scientist, right? And you need, say, 5 different software packages for your project.
Okay, I'm already getting stressed just picturing that, trying to install all that.
It used to be a nightmare, especially when those packages depend on a very specific versions of other things.
Oh, I've heard stories. Scientists spending weeks, months, just trying to get their setup right.
You're not kidding. It's like solving a Rubik's Cube in the dark. But then SPAC comes along.
SPAC to the rescue.
Exactly. It's this package manager made just for scientific software. Makes installing and managing all that
way easier.
Way easier. You tell SPAC what you need, it does the rest. Even things like what compiler you want to use or what hardware you're on.
So it's like SPAC is fluent in software languages that I don't even understand.
Exactly. It handles all that behind the scenes.
Yeah.
And the dependencies. Oh, the dependencies.
What's worth those again?
Remember, each software package often relies on other bits of software to work. It's like
ingredients for a recipe. You need the flour, the sugar, the eggs.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Before SPAC, you had to find each one yourself, make sure you had the right version. It was a mess.
So SPAC does that for you. Finds all the right ingredients and makes sure they work together.
It does. Like a master chef prepping all your ingredients perfectly. And here's the kicker.
There's more.
SPAC isn't just for lone scientists. It can handle the needs of big labs, even supercomputing centers.
Whoa, hold on. From my laptop to a supercomputer, it can do all that.
Yep. It helps standardize things, which is huge for collaboration. Everyone's speaking the same language, software-wise.
So no more miscommunication between computers. Everyone's on the same page.
Exactly. Makes research so much smoother.
Okay, SPAC, you've impressed me. But what about E4S? We can't forget about E4S.
Oh, E4S is amazing. Think of it as the next level up from SPAC. Remember how we said SPAC is like the toolbox?
Yeah, I'm following.
E4S is like the fully equipped high-tech lab ready for the most demanding research.
So built for speed, built for tackling the really tough problems.
Exactly. Designed for high-performance computing. And just like SPAC, it's all about ease of use.
Because who wants to waste time fighting with software when you've got a supercomputer to run?
Right. E4S runs smoothly on different types of supercomputers, so researchers can just focus on their work.
Okay, so we've got SPAC, the foundation, and E4S, the powerful platform built on top. Amazing tools.
They are. But remember, PISO is about more than just tools. It's about people, too.
The human side of things, right. Yeah. Building a community.
Exactly. And that's where the Fellows Program comes in.
Yes. Nurturing the next generation of scientific software superstars.
That's it. Giving them the support, the training, the connections to become leaders. It's an investment in the future.
And what about that online platform, BSSW.io? It's more than just a website, right?
Way more. Think of it like stepping into a virtual world full of scientists and software developers, all eager to help each other.
Sounds like my kind of place.
Right. You can find documentation, tutorials, discussions, open source projects. It's incredible.
So it's like a constantly updating library of knowledge, plus a community forum, all in one.
You got it. It's a testament to how dynamic and collaborative this field can be.
Okay, I'm blown away by all this. SPAC, E4S, the Fellows Program, BSSW.io, it's all so impressive.
It is. But how do they know it's all working? How do they measure the impact?
Good question. That's where those impact frameworks come in, right?
Exactly. They're not just building things. They're making sure those things are making a difference.
Mm-hmm. So it's about proving their work matters, not just assuming it does.
Right. They track things like how much the software is used, what breakthroughs happen because of it.
They're collecting evidence that their efforts are actually moving science forward.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
Which is crucial for getting funding, for attracting collaborators, for making sure PISO keeps thriving.
It's like they're not just building a car, they're also checking the map, making sure they're going in the right direction.
Love that analogy. It's about having a vision, but also having a way to track your progress and make adjustments.
Okay, so we've seen how they're tackling challenges, building community, measuring impact. But why does all this matter? What's the big picture?
The big picture is accelerating scientific discovery, making it faster, easier, more collaborative.
So instead of scientists struggling with software, they can focus on
curing diseases, developing new energy sources, understanding the universe.
Wow, when you put it like that, that's huge.
It is. PISO is removing those software roadblocks so scientists can do what they do best.
And this isn't just about science, right? The impact can spread further.
Oh, absolutely. The things PISO's doing, the way they're approaching software development.
It could be a model for other fields, too.
Totally. Think about medicine, engineering, finance, anywhere software is important.
So what starts as a solution for scientists could end up
changing how we build and use software everywhere.
Yeah.
It's really exciting to think about.
I'm starting to see the ripple effect here. PISO could spark change far beyond its initial focus.
Exactly. And that's what makes this project so inspiring. It's about making a difference, not just in science, but in the world. All right, welcome back. We've talked about PISO's grand vision, those big ideas.
Right, but how are they actually putting them into practice? What's happening on the ground?
Let's start with SPAC. We've mentioned it a lot, but now let's really get into the nitty-gritty of how it works.
Okay, SPAC, deep dive round two. I'm ready for the advanced course.
So picture this. You're a scientist, you've got this project, and you need, say, a bunch of different software packages.
I'm already getting stressed just thinking about it, trying to make them all work together.
Right. In the past, that was the reality. Scientists spent ages just trying to install and manage all that software.
I've heard the horror stories. Compatibility issues, missing files.
But total nightmare. It was like trying to build a house with parts from five different sets of instructions.
That's a very accurate analogy.
Right. But SPAC comes in and streamlines the whole thing. It's like a universal translator for scientific software.
Okay, intrigue me. How does it do that?
You tell SPAC what packages you need, and it handles the rest. It finds them, downloads them, makes sure they're compatible.
Even if those packages depend on specific versions of other things.
It takes care of all that.
Yeah.
You could even tell it what compiler to use or what kind of hardware you have.
Whoa, so it's like super smart software that speaks the language of all these other programs?
Exactly. And it does it all through a simple interface, so you don't need to be a coding expert to use it.
That's so important. It means scientists can focus on their research, not on becoming software engineers.
Precisely. And it also makes collaboration way easier because with SPAC, everyone's using the same setup.
Ah, so less chance of things breaking when you share code or try to reproduce someone else's work.
Exactly. It's a huge win for scientific progress.
Okay, so SPAC is great for individual scientists, but you said it can even handle supercomputing centers. That's hard to wrap my head around.
Yeah. Think about it. Supercomputers are like massive networks of computers working together.
Right, like a giant brain made of many smaller brains.
Uh-huh, exactly. And managing the software on those things is a huge challenge. But SPAC can handle it.
Ow.
It basically acts as a central control system for all the software on the supercomputer. Make sure everything is in sync, all the dependencies are met.
So all those different brains are working together smoothly, no conflicts or crashes.
Precisely. It's like having a conductor leading a giant orchestra, making sure all the instruments are in tune and playing the right notes.
That's incredible. It's hard to imagine these massive systems working without something like SPAC.
Right. It's crucial for making sure those supercomputers are actually usable and effective.
Okay, SPAC is clearly amazing, but But PISO is more than just stack RAM.
Oh, there's so much more. Remember E4S, the Extreme Scale Scientific Software Stack?
Yeah, the one that's like the deluxe lab built for high-performance computing.
Exactly. It takes those pre-built software packages we talked about and bundles them together into a super-powered suite.
Okay, so if SPAC is gathering the ingredients, E4S is like having the gourmet kitchen already set up and ready to go.
That's a great way to put it. And it's designed to run smoothly on different supercomputer setups.
Because who wants to spend time reconfiguring everything when you switch to a different system?
Right. E4S takes care of that complexity so scientists can focus on their research.
It's like having a car that can adapt to any terrain, no matter how rough or challenging.
Exactly. And the best part is, PISO is always improving SPAC and E4S, adding new features, taking user feedback.
So it's not just a one-time project. It's constantly evolving and getting better.
Exactly. They're constantly tuning the engine, making sure everything runs smoothly and efficiently.
It's like having a team of expert mechanics constantly working on your car, keeping it in tip-top shape.
That's a great analogy.
Yeah.
And remember, they're not just focused on the technical stuff. They also care about the people.
Right, the community aspect. The Fellows Program, BSSW.io.
Exactly. The Fellows Program is all about training the next generation of scientific software rock stars.
Giving them the skills and support they need to become leaders in the field.
And BSSW.io is like this amazing online hub where everyone passionate about scientific software can connect.
I still can't get over how cool that platform is. It's like a virtual conference happening 24/7.
Right. You can find anything there. Documentation, tutorials, discussions, open source projects.
It really shows the collaborative spirit of this whole endeavor. Everyone working together, sharing knowledge.
It's fantastic. And it's growing all the time, which shows how much energy and enthusiasm there is in this community.
It's inspiring. Okay, so we've got the tools, we've got the community. But how does PISO know they're actually making a difference?
Ah, yes. The impact question. Remember those impact frameworks we talked about?
Right, the way they measure the effectiveness of their work.
Exactly. They're not just assuming they're doing good, they're actually tracking the results.
So things like how many people are using their software, what kind of research is being done with it.
They're looking for evidence that their efforts are actually leading to scientific breakthroughs.
It's like setting goals and then checking in regularly to see if you're on track to achieve them.
Exactly. And that accountability is important. It helps them secure funding, attract collaborators, and stay focused on what matters.
It's like having a compass guiding them towards their ultimate goal, making scientific software better for everyone.
Absolutely. So we've seen how PISO is tackling those software challenges, building a strong community, and measuring their impact. But what's the bigger picture here? Why does all of this matter so much?
Yeah, what's the ultimate goal? Why should we care?
The ultimate goal is to accelerate scientific progress, to help scientists make groundbreaking discoveries that benefit all of humanity.
So less time wrestling with software, more time solving the world's biggest problems.
Exactly. Think about it. Curing diseases, developing clean energy, understanding the universe. All of these things rely on good software.
And PISO is making that software better, which means
we can solve those problems faster. We can unlock those mysteries sooner. It's incredibly exciting to think about.
I'm starting to see the ripple effect here. Better scientific software can lead to a better world for everyone.
Precisely. And the coolest part is the things PISO is doing can benefit other fields too. The way they approach software development.
It's like a blueprint for how to do things right.
Exactly. User-centered design, collaboration, rigorous testing. These are all things that can make any software better. Not just scientific software.
So the lessons learned from PISO could have an impact far beyond the scientific community.
Absolutely. It's like planting a seed that grows into a giant tree with branches reaching out in all directions.
It's amazing to think about. What started as a project to help scientists could end up changing the entire landscape of software development.
And that's what makes me so optimistic about the future. PISO is showing that we can do things differently, that we can work together to create something truly amazing.
It's a reminder that even in a world full of challenges, there are people out there working hard to make things better.
Absolutely. And those efforts, no matter how small they seem, can have a ripple effect that changes the world for the better.
Well, on that note, I think it's time to wrap up this deep dive into the world of PISO.
It's been an incredible journey.
It really has. We've learned so much about the challenges, the solutions, and the inspiring people behind this project.
And we hope you, our listeners, have learned something too. Maybe you're feeling inspired to explore scientific software yourself. Or maybe you're just excited about the possibilities that lie ahead.
Whatever it is, we encourage you to stay curious, keep learning, and never underestimate the power of collaboration and human ingenuity to make a difference in the world. Thanks for joining us on this deep dive. Until next time.